The rate of drug abuse by youth as young as elementary school age continues to grow and give obvious cause for concern. Search for why this is happening explores detailed and intricate reasons and catalysts for the situation. What about if a starting step to drug abuse prevention was as simple as, here's one, adults and peers learning the facts and becoming empowered to prevent the abuse. How about that one? Well, my next guest is a world-famous veteran of the motorcycle racing scene, one of the world's top teachers as well, who has teamed up with the Foundation for a Drug-Free World to provide parents with information about drugs and abuse and to talk about their kids with it, with the knowledge and the facts they need to convince their kids for taking better steps with their lives. Here with the details about all this is the founder of the California Superbike School, Keith Coe. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
And the two websites we're concerned about here for the information that is free, parents, by the way, drugfreeworld.org. It's free, so you have no excuse not to get it, courtesy of the Foundation for a Drug-Free World. And for Keith's school, it's superbikeschool.com. And what was it about, you know, I gave a kind of an overview, at least what we're seeing here in the Northeast. You're out in California, which, you know, stereotypically people think California is a hotbed for drug abuse as well. Was there anything specific that raised your concern and compelled you to become a very vocal proponent for parents being more aware of the dangers and the level of drug abuse in our country?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, as I was growing up, I got into drugs and I saw what happened to myself and my friends. And, well, I didn't have the same friends after a while. I got into the drug culture and I saw what happened to me. It destroyed my dreams. I started off as a very enthusiastic young teenager interested in motorcycle racing, and the dreams got dashed up against the rocks of life, and the rocks of life were drugs at that time. So when I got out of drugs myself in the early 70s and got back into racing and started racing as a professional, I was looking for what do you do about it? How do you get these kids to realize it? And education is the only way out. And when I found the truth about drugs materials from the Foundation for a Drug-Free World, I went, okay, this is the stuff. It's great. It's information. It gives the information on the drugs. It tells you what the long and short term physical and mental effects are for the drugs. So the mission of the foundation all around the world is to educate people so that they can make an informed decision about whether they really want to continue taking them or not. And there's nothing for sale in the booklets. They're for free. They only contain information. And there's so much misinformation out there, Chris, that it's mind-boggling just exactly how misinformed the American public and the public of the world is about drugs. So the booklets have been fantastically successful. We've distributed over 60 million of them around the world in many languages. And in each area and each individual case, we've been able to see that education really does work.
Well, certainly, too. And there's so many times we've talked about this on the show with many people over the years where parents out of innocence, ignorance, combination of the both, look at things like marijuana, for example. Well, I smoked some joints when I was a kid and I turned out okay. And alcohol drinking, underage drinking is the quote-unquote rite of passage, especially at graduation parties. But if you look at some stats, like I pulled up, and you can pull up stats from a variety of organizations, they land in the same ballpark. I mean, when you look at the demographic of 12 to 17-year-olds, in the past year, have you used marijuana? And hit just in New Jersey alone, 12% of them say yes. And you have to take into account, too, not every teen is going to be honest and say yes to that question. But that's a scary number right there alone. 12% of 12 to 17-year-olds in New Jersey admitted to using marijuana in the past year.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. We had a very interesting thing happen in Switzerland about 5 years ago where the World Health Organization went in and they had somehow or another deduced that there was about a 20% reduction in marijuana use in the country for their teens. And they did a huge survey, and what they came up with was that the drug education programs that were available in Switzerland at the time were the only thing they could find that was responsible for the reduction. And so it just so happens that the truth about drugs materials and the booklets were the biggest single drug prevention program in the country. So we were very, very proud of that, of course.
So with Keith Code, one of the legends of motorbike racing, one of the all-star super teachers as well with California Superbike School, talking about free information courtesy of the Foundation for a Drug-Free World for parents and peers and for kids themselves. There are some kids out there who are just on the cusp of falling into the darkness of drug abuse, and you might not think things are right. Well, this is information that will set you straight and is available for free at drugfreeworld.org. Keith's website is superbikeschool.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm looking at some of the brochures, too. They talk about, well, one thing, too, we've seen, Keith, here in the Northeast is the use of inhalants by teens. And for you listening, that might answer the question of why you're at the hardware store, for example, and you're buying spray paint, or the automotive store and getting something in an aerosol can, a cleaner of some kind, and the register asks for proof of age. Mm-hmm. That's why. That's the unfortunate truth that, you know, kids, when they're addicts, get way too creative, and they're finding all these alternatives for what they think is a quick and safe high.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, there are actually 13 individual Truth About Drugs booklets, and one of them does cover inhalants. There's also one on heroin, LSD, ecstasy, Ritalin, prescription painkillers, and marijuana, as well as alcohol and ecstasy, cocaine. Pretty much everything that's out there is covered in individually in the booklets, but there's also a basic booklet that is called The Truth About Drugs, and it's a general overview of drugs and what they do. And these the booklets, again, have been super successful, and they're interesting looking as well. So any teen just seeing the booklet is going to want to pick it up, and you know, whether it says heroin on the outside, LSD, marijuana, or whatever it is. So parents and friends of people that they felt were at risk, just getting the booklet and not even saying anything has been actually quite successful, and kids will pick them up and they will read them. So we've seen successes like that all over the world in many countries where the booklets have become effective, and drug use was measurably down in whole areas of different countries.
It's the power of awareness. And I don't always, you know, parents too often get slammed. A lot of times it is just out of ignorance, where parents don't understand what how much the drug culture has infiltrated areas where people don't think it has existed. They always think it's the urban areas, the big cities. If you live in a rural area where we moved here to get away from all that, well, it's like the old axiom in baseball. You want to be a success, you hit them where they ain't. That's what the drug dealers do, and the drug manufacturers, the illegal drug manufacturers, when they see a market where there's no action, that's where they take their action.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. No area is safe. And in fact, the real scourge of America and many other countries now is not the street drugs, but the prescription drugs. And, you know, kids, unfortunately, the availability of them is pretty much anybody's medicine cabinet has got something in it that does something to, you know, alter your consciousness and your feeling some way or another. So the prescription drugs have pretty much taken the forefront as far as danger goes. And unfortunately, prescription drugs are seen as being safer than street drugs like heroin and cocaine and crystal meth and that sort of thing. But it's not true anymore. The fatalities from prescription drugs have far outstripped the street drug overdose fatalities. It's skyrocketed, absolutely skyrocketed.
And there is a great program all throughout New Jersey and a few other states, I believe, too. They have 24/7 prescription drug disposal locations, typically at a local police station. No questions asked, no forms to fill out. They're expired. They're no longer needed. You dump them, they're properly disposed of, and that risk is eliminated from your home. Some more stats from New Jersey. For 12 to 17-year-olds over the past year, 5,000 12 to 17-year-olds had admitted to some sort of cocaine use and non-medical pain reliever use. 29,000 12 to 17-year-olds in the past year. So you look at the numbers and percentages, it doesn't seem as intimidating. It's a fraction of a percent. But when you look at the 5,000 under 18-year-olds using cocaine at least one time, Keith, that's a serious problem, not waiting to happen. It's happening.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, the numbers on the prescription drug overdoses, fatal overdoses, is phenomenal. 3 years ago, it was over 46,000 deaths in America. And that's more than all the automobile accidents that happened in the country at that in the same year. So, and that again, that was many, many more than any of the street drugs, cocaine, methamphetamine, and so on. So, that's our single biggest problem, especially when it comes to fatal overdoses. But now with the new strains of marijuana, and so on, they're very, very, very powerful compared to, you know, the stuff I smoked in the 60s when I was into drugs. The emergency room admittances have gone skyrocketed as well because they are very powerful. Nobody's dying from it, but they're certainly getting to the point where they want to go to the hospital, and so that's another area. And marijuana, of course, is becoming just that much more available, especially in some of the states that are legalizing it.
So here's your starting point. Parents, peers, and kids who are honest with themselves to think that they're going down a bad road, drugfreeworld.org. That's the website for the Foundation for a Drug-Free World, one of the most cool websites, by the way, I've come across as far as the design's concerned. But above and beyond that is the free information, the pamphlets, the booklets, and the greater awareness that they are providing for no charge, no obligation, only that you absorb it, understand it, which you will, and share it with the people in your life who you think or even know and see are going through the bad path and the bad habits, and help them escape from that darkness and come back into a life that they can have hope and achievement, success, and happiness. And that's your starting point for the Foundation for a Drug-Free World. And get all this free, very vital information, drugfreeworld.org. And while you're surfing around the web, check out Keith's site for the California Superbike School, superbikeschool.com. Keith, you're helping people understand that they have the power to make a difference. There are outlets for professional help, sure, and organizations in every community to help, but it starts with the immediate connection within family and friends, and the information that you're making people aware of is strengthening that connection and empowering the people to help others. So thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the show and helping me get the word out, Chris. I really appreciate it.